If you're fortunate enough to have a bit of land to till, you may be planting a garden by now. This spring, even urban dwellers with no access to soil are getting into the game with hydroponic gardening. In New York City, two young women are promoting what they call window farms. John Kalish has the story.
33-year-old Britta Riley has advised museums on public participation and is well-versed in social media. So last year, she was able to raise $27,000 for her window farms project through an online micro-donation website. Riley says she and her partner in the window farming project are do-it-yourselfers.
I grew up on a ranch in Texas, and so we had to always just hack together what we needed to fix fences and so forth. And my partner on the project, she's a gardener, so she's been finding ways of making it work for a long time.
Riley's partner is Maya Nyack, a professional gardener who's 29. She's been growing herbs in her window farm at home, which is on the ground floor of an apartment building. There's a sign in her window that says windowfarms.org, and a lot of parents with kids in tow have stopped by to check it out.
We had to put up a curtain because people come up and look, and then you're like, wow, this is my living room, and there's people staring.
What is that?
What it is can best be described as vertical columns of plants hanging in front of your window. There's not a drop of soil, but vegetables and herbs grow with the help of sunlight and a little electricity. You can download instructions from the Window Farm's website on how to put together a system that grows three plants. The materials will cost about $30. Much of the stuff you'll need is not usually associated with gardening.
Water bottles, an aquarium air pump that you get at a pet store, air valve needles that are used to pump up a basketball with a bike pump, a hanging system that's meant for hanging art.
Britta Riley says recycling consumer goods is an important part of the DIY ethic.
We're kind of showing that we can actually get really, really far using things that we already have available to us as consumers.
Riley lives in a loft in Brooklyn, which is also home to the Window Farms lab. The day I dropped by, three people were installing a new window farm system on a wall above a south-facing window.
Here we go.
Basically, the least complicated of the window farm systems is a column of upside-down spring water bottles connected to each other with plants growing out of holes cut in the sides. An air pump is used to circulate liquid nutrients that then trickle down the top of the column and make their way to the plant roots.
Britta's favorite vegetable is bok choy. And whenever anyone asks her, they're like, what grows better in a window farm? She's like, well, I just love bok choy.
Window farms have been used to grow strawberries, cherry tomatoes, and peppers. Window farmer Maya Nyack.
Buttercrunch lettuce grows great, and lots of herbs. Anything leafy and green, essentially. You can't grow carrots. I mean, you can't grow root vegetables. Potatoes, garlic, those things don't work.
Close to 4,000 people have registered at the Window Farms website, and people have built window farms across this country and in Italy, Israel, Hong Kong, and Finland. These urban farmers use the internet to exchange ideas for improving the window farm's technology. It's a process Riley calls R&DIY, or research and develop it yourself. One window farmer figured out how to cope with the gurgling sound these window farm systems make.
He just drilled a few holes into a vitamin bottle and stuck it over the end, and all of a sudden it completely silenced the system. And then he posted that for everybody else, and all of a sudden we have a new solution that's cheap and that other people can replicate somewhere else.
In the coming months, Riley and her colleagues will focus on how much energy it takes to run the air pumps and the compact fluorescent light bulbs used when access to sunlight is a problem. Riley says that in addition to the environmental benefits of growing your own food at home, there are aesthetic ones.
It's just fun to have food growing in your own apartment, and especially during the winter months, you've got this like lush green bunch of lettuce growing in your window that's kind of freshening the air in your apartment, and it actually just looks pretty.
Britta Riley has noticed that some people who are interested in trying a window farm are not really into building it themselves. So this month, her group will start selling window farm kits. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.
You can see what window farms look like and learn how to build one yourself at our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News, directed by Thomas Pierce and produced by Elaine Heinzman, Gemma Waters, Kimberly Adams, Veronica Miller, Eamon Malone, Jonathan Rappaport, and Sarah Coe. Our technical director is Burke Hunn. Melissa Goh is our web producer. Our librarian is Key Purple Peeps Molesky. Our show is edited by Jeffrey Bennett and produced today by Sarah Beyer Kelly. Jenny Bergall is our senior supervising editor, and the senior supervising producer of Weekend Edition is Bridget Kelly. I'm Leanne Hansen.